Something like despair enveloped Mexico over the weekend. Authorities offered grim news about the fate of 43 missing students. Three suspects confessed to killing the students, according to Mexico's attorney general, and that news prompted demonstrations across much of the country. Protesters torched cars in front of the state capitol building in Guerrero, where the students disappeared in September. In Mexico City, demonstrators set fire to the ornate front door of the ceremonial National Palace. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It was a weekend of near constant protests throughout Mexico. In Mexico City Sunday, marchers ended their 120-mile trek from Iguala, Guerrero, where the students were abducted, to the capital.
Estamos ante una emergencia nacional por la inseguridad que existe.
Organizer José Alcázar told marchers that the country is facing a national emergency because of the lack of security that exists. According to authorities, the students were attacked by local police in Iguala on orders from the mayor. Six people died in the confrontation. The corrupt cops then handed over the surviving 43 students to a local drug gang. According to the confession of the three suspects now in custody, it was the leader of the gang who ordered the mass murder, believing the students were members of a rival trafficking group. Protester Jimena Vargas Cervantes, a high school senior, says she wants to see justice for the students, who were no older than she is. And our government let them down, she says. They're doing so many bad things to my generation. But she adds, we are waking up and we're not going to be silenced. Political analyst Denise Dresser says the case of the 43 students has struck a chord in the country because it highlights all that is wrong today, from the corruption in local police stations and city halls to the utter incompetence of criminal investigators.
And with a government that has built an international narrative of modernization and moving Mexico forward and isn't capable of carrying out the most basic function that a government should carry out.
Mexico's Attorney General Jesus Maria Caram says the investigation is far from over, and it appears neither is public outrage, much of it fueled by an off-the-cuff comment the Attorney General made after fielding dozens of reporters' questions. Maria Caram said, "That's enough, I'm tired." And that phrase in Spanish, "Ya me cansé," has dominated Mexico Twitter feeds and YouTube videos. We are tired too, say those posting anonymously. I'm tired of all the impunity in my country, says one. I'm tired of being afraid, says another, and on and on.
Me cansé de los mexicanos desaparecidos.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.